Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a newer certified pre-owned Chevy? Take a test drive at Web Chevy in Plainfield. Schedule your appointment by visiting WebChevyPlainfield.com. That's WebChevyPlainfield.com. Find new roads.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
I like things easy peasy. So when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Because schlepping my way through the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens is just around the corner, so I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, find great deals on Special K cereal and snack bars for $2.99 each. And McCafe coffee at $6.99 each.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. Bravo!
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It's 1 o'clock in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs reached agreements with six of their seven arbitration-eligible players before Friday's deadline. That leaves just one player possibly headed to a hearing, and that's Jake Arrieta. But with the Cubs and Arrieta more than $5 million apart, are the Cubs worried about coming to terms with their Cy Young Award winner?
The filing numbers are not offers. They're filing numbers meant to create either a hearing, which we hope to avoid and I've always avoided throughout my career, or more likely a settlement. And I think these numbers provide a lot of room for settlement. We're big fans of Jake. We think he had, you know, historic season. We think he's been an incredible performer. We understand his importance and what he's accomplished. And we hope to reward him with a contract that he deserves.
That was Cubs president Theo Epstein talking to Comcast Sportsnet. Elsewhere in baseball, the Tigers have agreed to a six-year, $132 million deal with free agent outfielder Justin Upton. The Rockies outfielder Carlos Gonzalez reportedly of interest to the White Sox. The Southsiders have also been linked to free agent outfielder Yoenis Cespedes, but they have some competition. As Bob Nightingale says, both the Nationals and the Astros also interested in Cespedes. Blackhawks are back in action tonight. They'll be looking for their 12th straight win as they head to Nashville to take on the Predators. Patrick Kane has been named the NHL's first star of the week. Corey Crawford will be between the pipes as the puck drops tonight at 7. Bulls host the Warriors tomorrow night. Bears defensive tackle Eddie Goldman and safety Adrian Amos were named to the Pro Football Writers of America All-Rookie Team. And in college basketball, Illinois is at Indiana tonight. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score beginning at 6. Today, the Illinois Athletic Department agreed to a 10-year extension of its footwear and apparel contract with Nike worth about $44 million. Elsewhere, Northwestern is at Maryland, Loyola is at Evansville, and Northern Illinois hosts Central Michigan. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. And it's refund season. Come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help you get every dollar you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, Julie DeCaro. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski, Brett Lyons, and for Nick Shepkowski this week, and Kevin Zipak. Brian Gertz does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you to our guests today, Rodney Harrison and Vincent Goodwill. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio and oh so much more, including we will check in on a major, major story that I've been following for a long time. It seems like we're getting a little clarity. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves.
That was a guest tease just now. Yeah, that was solid. Wow.
Yeah. Chicago. Yeah.
Can't
Chicago.
Wait to tune in tomorrow.
What's going on here?
If you show up, everything will be fine. You know?
Yeah, what is what's going on here?
Otherwise, I'll call Manley and I'll do it again.
Is that what we own?
Not at all.
We just did 4 hours where you didn't pull at, and all of a sudden.
That's why I had to do it here.
He
said
show up, too. Like, I
he's not a go up and get it guy.
He really isn't.
No. He's not a go up and get it guy.
He's not even a sit down and take it guy.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he is.
He's a stand up and take it guy, which is awkward. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home versus Rockford Saturday, January 30th at 7, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Hello, Boers and Bernstein.
Hello, both of you.
Sup, man?
Nothing. Just, you know, the usual.
Good.
Just the usual.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear Jerry Krause yesterday?
No, I did not. Where did you hear him on?
He was wonderful. And he, just relating all the Johnny Box stories and touching back to some old Bulls stuff and
how they got there with some good stuff.
Oh, really? And he talked about how he and Johnny Bock thought so similarly and regaled us with the day that they realized that the Cavaliers had waived Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
And he said he found it at like 6 in the morning when the waiver wire was updated, and he immediately put in a claim.
Yeah.
And he said shortly thereafter, Johnny Bock comes running into his office and says, Steve Kerr was waived. We have to put in a claim. And he said,
you're thinking on the same?
Yep.
And he also Johnny also loved Horace Grant.
Yep. That was another. Yeah, there was. And
well, Horace, man, for a 6'10 guy to move the way he could, and all they had to do was put a little weight on him, put a little muscle on him, and he ended up being a pretty damn good worker in terms of weight rooms. He, that dude was a terrific defender. Like for 6'10.
Yeah.
I mean, we think about power forwards now. We think about guys who you got to either have a stretch four or a guy who could defend the stretch
Horace
four.
Horace could shoot a 17-18 footer.
Horace shot those 17-18 footers and eliminated the Bulls when he went out on everybody's shoulders. Yeah. Remember that game?
I got a lot of feedback from our discussion about what Johnny Bock really did defensively, what some of the tactics were that mattered, that made a difference. I talked about how they used jump outs because of their athleticism and recovery speed and length. So a basketball guy calls me and he says, don't forget that when the zone press, the full court zone press was the standard, Johnny ran a man press. Johnny knew that their individual matchups, their athletes, were better than the other team's athletes. That not only did he say, "Look, everybody else is running zone press. We're going to press you man to man, 94 feet."
Scotty changed everything too.
Well, sure.
Scotty allows you.
He can switch to anybody. Yeah. He can switch from a point guard to a center. Mm-hmm. And they knew it, and they could do some of that stuff. And if you're going to try to screen a man press, okay, we can switch our two guard and our three. We can switch our three and our four. In a pinch, you could switch your four and your mm-hmm. two, and they could do any of that stuff. So it was another thing that I was told was that one thing that Bock recognized was that he knew Jordan was a pathological competitor. And knew that he responded to personal slights. You know those stories that we hear about mm-hmm. how Michael would find something?
Right.
This guy wronged me.
Johnny yeah. helped provide
it. He nurtured it. Yeah. Bock would make things up, I was told. That he would say, when you saw some of those third quarters.
Could be a producer.
That's because Bock would tell Michael, hey, when I was coming out of the tunnel, this guy said blah, 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 blah. And he would make something up.
Heard that dude talking about your mama.
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
You going to let that ride?
Because basketball was a street fight.
He said he deserved to get cut right. in junior high.
To Tex Winter, it was chess. Yeah. Tex Winter was a chess master where Bock was the street fighter.
Yeah.
And Bock, he knew that Jordan would respond to that. That guy said something about your mama. Mm-hmm. What? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That dude said he was going to put 15 on you in the yes. second half the same way he did on the first half on your ass. Now what you going to do, player?
Or more. Or more.
We had a conversation. We had a long-ranging conversation today about backcourts and about Derek and Jimmy eventually finding a way to work together. And Vincent Goodwill made the good point that if you look around, Klay Thompson is drafted to play with Steph. Bradley Beal is drafted to play with Wall. This one has developed in kind of a backwards way here. And you
drafted Jimmy as a depth guy who mm-hmm. turned into a terrific player. And you drafted this guy as the number one pick to be your franchise cornerstone who's been hurt for 3 years.
Yeah, I'm not wasting any time trying to retrofit anything because we've got to look beyond this window. When Derek's gone.
Well, you're in a window.
You still got a year and a half,
of basketball to just waste and not worry about. But you're
not winning a title. If you're going to...
So don't...
I'm not concerned about this... pairing.
All right, next topic.
I'm concerned about Butler, how he fits.
I mean, really?
How Butler's going to fit with a true Hoiberg point.
But a true Hoiberg point probably isn't a guy that Jimmy Butler is probably going to play well with anyway. Because a true Hoiberg point is a guy that's going to have to move the ball immediately up the court,
right?
And knock down a shot.
That's what Aaron Brooks has been doing.
Derek Fisher in his prime.
There are really no... If a guy can shoot now at 6'3 or under, you please believe he's putting up shots. He ain't going to sit in no corner or on the wing and stand there and wait for the ball to be rotated. Those guys are gone. Those guys are dead.
So is Jimmy your point?
No, because Jimmy Butler is...
He's your creator with the ball.
That's
in
what
his
I
hands.
Mean. Like, isn't he your de facto point?
It's like James Harden, and James Harden is a better ball handler than Jimmy Butler is. But Pat Beverly had to get his ass in the gym the last 2 years and be able to knock down a 3-point shot.
And that team's a mess.
Because you got two guys who shouldn't be the head of your team being the head of your team.
And a GM that says he doesn't need to watch the games.
Yeah, that's a bad look for everyone.
I don't blame him, actually.
I know, but that's why I heard a story from Darryl, somebody in that.
Darryl is enamored with being a GM and not enamored with doing the job of being a GM. Darryl is the guy who a lot of people buck against when they talk about analytics because Darryl feels that the numbers will tell him everything.
He's a terrible flag bearer for analytics.
Yeah, he's got bad fits all over that team.
He literally says, I don't need to see the game. Right. I know somebody who worked with him who said, just show me the numbers.
Hinkie had to get up out of there because of it.
That's crazy.
Hinkie had to go because after they got Kyle Lowry, after they got Goran Dragic, and they turned those guys into Dwight Howard and James Harden, he still thought that he could operate his team that way. And it's like, no, you can't. Like, we fleeced a couple teams. Now we should start to find fits. Mm. And he's just... corner three. Give me a guy who can shoot corner threes at 42% or more. Give me a guy who can close out on a defensive tendencies. You know, when we give somebody defensive tendencies, give me a guy who can soak all that in. And it's like, well, you need fits, though,
too. This is an insane sport to try and do just with numbers. Because you can look at defensive efficiency numbers as a team.
Any sport is insane to do just with numbers.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
It's easier to do it in baseball because of the individuality of the game.
Well,
plus minus still pisses me off for basketball. Because last night, plus minus.
LeBron's a minus 34.
And LeBron James was out there playing with nobody who wanted to play. Nobody. Them boys got punched in the mouth early and folded up. You know, and then you look at other guys like Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is the best defender in the game because he doesn't foul.
Glad you remembered his name.
I think he's number one in defensive win shares.
But I'm not just win shares. I'm talking about plus minus. If I put Kawhi Leonard, because they think he can hold up that second unit, if I put him out there with guys who aren't as good at, or as smart as Tim and some of these other guys, of course he's not going to have the rating while those guys are out there. Man. So plus minus sometimes... You know, it's tough sometimes. Was Derek at minus 8 last night?
I think Brooks was a plus 18, like that.
I hate NBA plus minus, though. It's noise to me.
Yeah, RPM is a good stat.
It's how I feel about your QBR.
I understand.
That's how I feel about your QBR.
It doesn't make any damn sense.
Which one is QBR? Is that their Aikman
one? ESPN one.
QBR is the ESPN one.
But they just made that up to sell it.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Me and him have gotten into it about this.
It's still a hell of a lot better than quarterback rating, which is...
Passer efficiency rating.
Yeah. Still a hell of a lot better than that. Yeah.
I grew up as a kid knowing 158.3. How close did a quarterback get to that?
Yeah.
They'd be like, well, Jay, he threw an interception on the last drive and was the worst throw we've ever seen. Well, how close was he to 158.3?
He ran for three scores. Yeah.
I still have somewhere, by the way?
Four plays alive. Yeah.
In my NFL folder, I have top 10 on quarterback efficiency rating, on QBR, on DVOA, and on Pro Football Focus, because I wanted to cross-reference them. DVOA, you know, and I think I like DAVOA the best, I think. But, I mean, we look at... Kirk Cousins is number 4 in quarterback rating on the season.
And the defensive efficiency stuff,
he's going to ask for money like everybody should know that.
He's going to get it.
Exactly.
You
got to
pay that guy.
In this league,
he's going to get it,
too. You got to pay that dude.
He had the best Redskins quarterbacking season in the history of their franchise.
You got to pay him now, too.
Yeah. Yards.
In terms of rating?
Yards, completion percentage.
Yeah, wow.
Like, he obliterated all their records.
Well, if you account for the overall inflation
of quarterbacking. Yeah, the steroid era of passing right now.
But even that, yeah, you know, he picked a great time to do it.
He's going to get that Andy Dalton money.
Is what's what he's going to get. That's exactly right.
Andy Dalton
right.
had one good, well, two good, I shouldn't take that much credit away from him. He had two good seasons, and I think he got that money. This dude had a terrific 8 or 9 games, and he had like 4 or 5 clunkers as well. But he's going to get paid because Jay Gruden showed he did it with Andy Dalton. Now he's showing he could do it with Kirk Cousins.
They add him to that list now of the Scott Mitchell, Rob Johnson, Matt Schaub. You get guys who have
those guys were one gamers though, weren't they? Like a couple of those guys,
but just well timed spurts enough that somebody falls in love.
Buffalo did Rob Johnson, right?
They did.
And Jacksonville, I think, selected him in the expansion draft.
This one stays with the team.
Yeah.
Right.
This one's staying with the team and going to get paid.
And the coach.
By the way, I saw this. Do you guys know it was Tom Brady's first start ever, and it was against Peyton Manning? Okay. And it was Brady versus Manning, and Brady's Pats beat the hell out of the Colts, and Manning was taken out of the game, and this quarterback threw 9 mop-up passes in a 44-13 loss in 2001. Who came in for Peyton Manning for the Colts in 2001?
For the Colts?
Yeah. Mark Rippon?
Yes. Well done. That's the answer.
He saw that.
The Redskins saying,
I am not giving that to him.
You know why?
He
wouldn't tell you.
I think he got it.
You know why?
I'm pretty sure he said
The only reason he was top of mind was I was thinking about Washington passing seasons.
Well, that's why I brought him. That's why I brought the fact
up. You.
Yeah. That's why I brought the fact up. Yeah. Mark Rippon was backing up Manning in Brady's first start against him.
Jeez. Mm. That sucks that he got that, though.
He's so mad. It's like my kid.
I hate that he got that.
That's
just
exactly
now.
The reaction of my son when he asked me some trivia
he's
question.
He's been around you for some years, too, and he doesn't like you as well.
He makes him angry if I get something right. You're not supposed to know that. Like, it's kind of okay if I know
it. No, it isn't okay.
But if you go back a certain distance on him, you got him.
Oh, I know.
You got him.
No, but not if you get back to my childhood football cards.
Get back your damn childhood football cards.
It's like anything that's happened in the last 10 years you got me on.
Really?
Oh, I don't retain anything.
So the old stuff you're good with, the new stuff you're having trouble with.
I'm like an Alzheimer's patient.
We don't even know who the backup quarterbacks were until this year.
You guys, you should stop smoking pot, Dan. I mean, that sounds like that's
like the Beano Cook of the score all of a sudden. He can't get his life together.
Is this Beano on himself? Dead?
Yes, he okay. is. Very dead.
Yeah, Beano's extremely dead.
Yes, he's not. He's never been deader.
As is Glenn Frey. After yesterday.
Yeah, well, were you a fan?
No, I respected the singing and the songwriting, some of the songwriting. I was deeply not an Eagles fan, no. But
deeply not.
I highly recommend
History. Eagles of Death Metal, yes.
Oh, yeah. History of the Eagles. Yeah, have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest rock documentaries of all time. The first half, which
Clyde
shows...
Simmons.
Jerome Brown.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. Reggie White in his prime, Seth Joyner.
In the second half, Chip Kelly treated them all.
You know, a couple years ago, when they were here, my parents went to see the Eagles, because that was sort of meat era for them in the 70s. And
it's still one of the best-selling albums of all time, the Eagles' Greatest Hits.
And so I called my dad, and I said, how were the Eagles? He said, they were really good. Mm-hmm. And he goes, this guy, Walsh, is... What's his name? Walsh?
Yeah,
he was. That is unbelievable. Yes. I said, yeah, Dad, that's Joe Walsh.
Joe freaking Walsh.
He's kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
That's James Gang, and that's some.
Top five guitarists all time?
Nah.
No. This texter got.
But he's rock royalty.
I'm asking. He's rock royalty. This texter got after me, and it's the same texter that was mad that I said that Prince is a terrific guitarist.
What? How can they be mad?
Well, this guy said...
He's a virtuoso.
This guy just said about an hour ago, he was like, oh, Goff, what are you going to say next? That Prince was better than Joe Walsh? And I'm like, oh, Prince is pretty damn good, though.
That's a new, different animals. Joe Walsh, a hell of a guitar player.
The latest Rolling Stone ratings, I think he is ahead of him.
And after what Prince did...
I don't
did,
know if you accept those, like...
Right. Is there somewhere else I can go?
It's just like plus stupid. Minus.
Is there somewhere else I can go for numbers?
Yeah. Go. What are your rankings, Terry? Who's your favorite guitarist of all time?
Eric Clapton.
That's a top fiver.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Clapton.
That Clapton is top. You're talking that's the rarefied era.
I'm sensing some dissension from Spiegel.
No,
that's where you're talking Keith Richards,
he pretty much, and my guitar player, Kurt Morrison, has educated me on like what Clapton basically invented in terms of a style of modern rock blues
really?
Guitar.
What's a slow blues idiom into
like
rock?
Yeah, stuff when he was in the Yardbirds and that early stuff, he kind of defined.
Yardbirds. Roasted or roasted.
I just hate him as a songwriter. The man needs collaborators. He had them.
One of them recently died.
Well, I mean, Cream is brilliant. Derek and the Domino is a brilliant album. So, the Blind Faith album is brilliant. A lot of Clapton solo just blows.
He's like a rapper that needs I'm other sure. rappers on his song to make it good.
Right?
He can never do it all on his own.
He needs to get pushed. He needs that push. He's like Kendall Gill forcing his way out of Charlotte so he could go be the man.
Well, that's like in his...
like Kendall told him.
In his autobiography, when Keith Richards always had a second guitarist to play off of.
Uh-huh.
Even though he was the lead,
he
couldn't function without a foil. Playing the exact
you
same...
You had me,
I
couldn't
same...
function. For Keith Richards.
All right, the fellas have the second half coming
up. Oh, we got
picks
coming up.
They got Dane Perry at 4. Yep. They got Hub Arkish at 5.
Yep, and I've got two... great Johnny Bach stories that came in yesterday from old friends of his.
You'll be the judge of that. Okay,
one involving Johnny Bach. One was a story about Scott Skiles that Johnny Bach told.
Is this young Skiles?
Bull Skiles.
Oh, Bull Skiles.
That wasn't much. Yeah, that was still rough.
But young Skiles is
young Skiles.
Oh, not that.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Oh
no.
Not young fun. Yeah.
Bull Skiles. Johnny Bach too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. The Ben Gordon story I told. Was it a couple of months ago about Scott coming in and Ben not feeling well and the ambulance showing up and they were working him out. Yeah, because he was having these awful stomach pains. It was their personal workout, their private workout, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they put him up right in that hotel across the way from the Berto Center.
Yeah.
And the hotel.
The Hyatt.
Yeah, and the ambulance comes and the paramedics come out. And, of course, they call Scott, you know, because this is a guy that they may invest in. Scott walks in and looks at Ben writhing in pain and the paramedics are around and he looks at him and he goes, "You believe that? That's going to be our first pick." Like the guy is
Scott Beckman.
Right, the guy is dying on the bed. Like he's having the worst stomach issues he's ever had in his life, and he's looking the same way he stared at LaMarcus Aldridge, be weirding him out for 30 minutes.
Well, yeah. This one involves Jamal Crawford. Have you even heard this?
Him and Jason
practice.
Okay. This
we're
is
talking about practice.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Because there's been some road issues with Jamal and coaches before.
Okay.
I look forward to it then. This shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home versus Rockford Saturday, January 30th at 7, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Speaks, we have some Blackhawk hockey. We've got some other NBA things. MLB stuff.
And if you are a Blackhawks fan, you're in Nashville tonight. Periscope for
us. Periscope it. Please don't get tased or arrested or shot at. Please don't do anything aggressive, but just show us how they treat you out there in Nashville.
We're curious.
We'll do that and talk about that tomorrow. Boys and Bernstein coming up for the next 4 hours and 38 minutes right here on 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Even by the standards of mid-January, it was a wild week in college basketball. Upsets always happen once conference play begins, especially when top teams have to go on the road to face teams that build their entire season around winning so their fans can storm the court. Auburn, Kentucky was an example, and to a lesser extent, West Virginia, Kansas was too, although the Mountaineers are a top 10 type team, so their home win over Kansas wasn't that shocking. Maryland lost at Michigan, not a shock, but Michigan State getting blown out at home by Iowa was stunning. Duke losing at Clemson, a mild surprise, but losing back-to-back home games and three in a row? Impossible. Clemson also beat Louisville and Miami quite a week for the Tigers. Oh, this just in, new number one Oklahoma goes down to Iowa State. This is fun. March will be better. I'm John Feinstein.
CBS Sports Radio. The whole town's talking about the Webb Boys. The Webb Boys. The Webb Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Hyundai? Take a test drive at Webb Hyundai, just 20 minutes from Chicago and Highland, Indiana. Make your appointment at WebHyundai.com. That's WebHyundai.com.
The whole town's talking about the Webb Boys, and the Webb family promises why. See your Webb family dealer today.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Bring in the new year with a new Chevy. Right now, cash in on Sunrise Chevrolet's New Year's Sign and Drive deal. Get the all-new 2016 Chevy Cruze Limited LT for just $179 a month for 24 months with zero due at signing. Start your new year right at Sunrise Chevrolet. Right car, right price, right place. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. SunriseChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
24-month lease for qualified buyers with approved credit. $0 due at signing for current GMS8C dealer details. Offer expires 2/1/16.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too. providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Numail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Numail Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call Numail Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Numail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
I like things easy peasy. So when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Because schlepping my way through the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens is just around the corner, so I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, find great deals on Special K cereal and snack bars for $2.99 each. And McCafe coffee at $6.99 each.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740.
Not a solicitation for legal services.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Scoreboard update.
1:30 from the Score Update studio.
It's nice, but at the same time, you don't want to get thinking too far ahead of yourself. I think it's important to, just like the team has been doing, kind of worry about one game at a time, wipe the slate clean, and come in and try to play your best every night.
Patrick Kane with a measured approach as the Blackhawks head into this evening's game in Nashville. The Hawks on the verge of doing something they've never done. A win tonight would be 12 straight. Kane leads the NHL in points. He has 69, 13 more than defending scoring champ Jamie Benn, who's in second place. NBA, the Bulls are off. They play host to Golden State tomorrow night. Football, the Chargers have applied to trademark the name Los Angeles Chargers. The NFL has given the Chargers an option to move from San Diego to L.A. by January 17th. Of next year. If the Chargers pass, the Raiders would be given the option to join the Rams in Los Angeles. Former Lions head coach Jim Schwartz is the new defensive coordinator in Philadelphia. Baseball former White Sox Willie Harris rejoins the organization as the hitting coach of their minor league team in Great Falls. The Reds are retiring Pete Rose's number 14. They're also inducting him into the Reds Hall of Fame. College basketball, Illinois at number 25, Indiana. You can hear it at 6 o'clock right here on the Score. Get a free 6-inch Subway sandwich when you buy a 30-ounce drink. Text offers to 782-929 now for weekly text offers sent right to your phone. Subway, founded on fresh. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Update. Number two along the way, a lot of persistent arriving at someone's back door. I think probably so. And this is radio's best combination of all.
Embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Burstein. Second half at 3:30. Dane Perry talks all things MLB at 4. Hub Arkush, all things NFL at 5. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. Text zone on the score presented by Grossinger. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bors underscore Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan underscore Bernstein. We have borsandbernstein.com, and that's where we collect sort of things. Everything we talk about, write about, links we might mention, columns, the podcast, all that. All your Bors and Bernstein needs are there at borsandbernstein.com. Unless you're away from a computer, then you need the radio.com app for your mobile device. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
Ray in Jersey, what's up, Ray?
Hey, Mike, what if you leave the overtime scoring the way it is, but change the way you determine who gets the ball?
No, I can't wait to hear this. Go ahead, let me hear this. Instead of a coin flip, how are you going to do that? What else are you going to use to decide who gets the ball?
What about a sprint, 40-yard dash, anything to do with the combine?
What?
I'm just saying.
What the heck are you talking about? Think about this. You're talking about in a playoff game, we're now going to have a race?
You're flipping a coin.
Come on now. Jeez, so the team that gets it is the guy that's got the fastest player?
Well, they're in New York, too. I feel like the Bors and Bernstein callers are now tormenting Mike Francesa.
Oh, my God. I love Matt Abaticola. He's our Dale Jr. Well, chilling, but getting ready.
Chris Tannehill.
Jim Stack, the number one pick of the Houston Rockets in the sixth round. In what year?
1983. Good memory, though.
83.
Well, that's not a number one pick, then. That's a sixth round pick.
Number one pick in the sixth round.
Yeah, maybe top pick in the first pick in the sixth round.
Sixth round.
Back when there were six rounds.
Oh, I loved it.
And then there were four rounds, and then they realized that was too many rounds.
There were seven, I think, when
there
I
were,
started.
There were 12 at one point.
Yeah, I think I had seven, because I remember all the idiots coming into camp.
When do they get to the point where it's just like the top, like the 10 worst teams pick only, and that's it?
And then you can decline, because most of the late first round picks are so bad anyway.
Yeah. Then everyone's an unrestricted free agent.
Well, they were thinking actually it might go the other way. If, in fact, they build up the NBDL and you end up with actual affiliated AAA-level teams, they'd rather expand the draft, and that way you have more guys under your control and you just assign them to your D-League team. So,
Jim Stack was the first pick of the sixth round.
Okay.
117 overall. But the very first pick of that draft, though, the number one overall pick, also the Houston Rockets,
was Sampson?
Ralph Sampson.
My guy!
He's your guy? How's he your guy?
He was player coach of the Rockford Lightning in 1994-95.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure.
You know the 83rd pick that year?
83.
What school?
It doesn't say. It just says the Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
Yep. They selected with the 83rd pick overall.
83.
York Gross.
That removed.
That's it.
There were so many bad players.
Do you guys know him?
No.
Terry?
I should, but I don't.
You've never heard of York Gross?
No, I have not. I don't think so. All I know is there used to be a whole lot of really bad players coming into camp when they had all those rounds.
And the Bulls' first pick that year, the fifth pick overall, was?
Ronnie Lester?
Nope. Terry?
What year? Say it again. 76?
83.
How did you forget the year?
It was the year before. 83. Was?
The year before the Jordan pick.
Sidney Green.
Oy.
Oh, UNLV, bad. Good guy, bad.
He wasn't bad, bad.
He wasn't good.
He wasn't fifth pick worthy. No, he was. But he wasn't horrible.
Man, no, but if you're a if you were the fifth pick, play like it.
Yeah, he should have been better.
So
than
I used
that,
to tell him, play
right. Well,
like
that's the thing. Your top 10: Ralph Sampson, Steve Stipanovich?
Steve Stipanovich, yeah. Right? He's a great shooter, except we had a gun in his hand.
Yes. Rodney McRae, Byron Scott, Sidney Green, Russell Cross, Thurl Bailey, Anton Carr, Dale Ellis, Jeff Malone. That's your top 10.
There's some shooters in there, yeah, man.
Well, there's the question. If you're drafted at number 5 and you don't play like a number 5, it's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not your fault if
you're not a number 5, right? That's a good point. Right. I'm mad at Sidney.
You should be mad at him.
Haven't we had him on the show before?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You know
yeah.
what his problem
I know
was?
We, I come, yeah, he's he just wasn't any
good. No, you know his problem was, Terry, was not enough heart.
Oh, God. Don't is that get, what? Don't oh, get me started.
Yeah, you know, because when you have
I
heart.
I never thought of that.
Yep.
And maybe not enough Chicago toughness.
Right.
I never thought of that,
that
either.
That today, that Joakim
well,
Noah.
Well, see, again, now you, like, you're going to get mad at the guy who's picked 5th. You can't be mad at someone because you chose to read it.
I chose to read it, but the
I got 7 words in and stopped.
That Tribune column today, paying homage to the Chicago toughness of Joakim Noah and how he's representative of all great things Chicago sports. That is, I thought Gas Money Bob wrote it. I'm serious.
How do we know they're not the same?
I thought that was that if somebody like Gas Money Bob, who is a character on Twitter who satirizes the blue collar Chicago tough mm-hmm. sort of ethos, that
that's what he would write.
That column was like a paint by numbers parody
and front page.
I my rules are simple when it comes to writing. These glorifications of Chicago professional sports, quote unquote, heroes. I'm a simple man, but there are 3 things that might give you a starting point for something like that. 1, having won a championship, having just been some important part of a champion.
Yeah, an important part of a champion. Yes, yeah, that's a good criteria. Yeah, 2, that's right. That's 1. Yeah.
2. This is another 2. Being a transcendent star, regardless.
That's out too.
Being an absolute transcendent star, the likes of which you'll never win
anything. I understand, but right. that's out too. That's
somebody, not, somebody like Ernie Banks or somebody that. Yeah, that's, that yeah. Okay,
Ernie.
Now
really,
3.
But no. Okay, you're, all right. That's no good either.
So, but all valid so far?
Yeah. Oh okay. Yeah. And he's neither. So go ahead.
3.
Yep.
Would be having some other connection, being of or from the city. And truly, uh-oh. In some way, connected to the city. Okay,
yeah.
That I understand the motivation there when you start talking about something that, where you write that Joakim Noah is the ultimate example, the avatar of Chicago sports grit and toughness. When he's from New York, he went to college in Florida. His father's from France and his mother's from Sweden. So you're close on the Chicago connection there. Then he never won anything.
No.
And he wasn't particularly good. He made a couple all-star teams and had one outstanding year. One outlier outstanding year. But, oh, dude. No.
I you know, there's some things you can't quite believe. It doesn't really sink in. You know, you don't quite know why it's there. You go, whoa, wait a minute. What? Front page? Okay. What possibly is worthy of Joakim Noah as the front page of your paper? What did he ever do?
He was a kind of a fun,
yeah,
hardworking, cartoony player who was easily recognizable.
Been a lot of fun, hardworking, cartoony players.
Well, I can tell you what it, I mean because I think they you can look at some very significant moments, even though you didn't win a championship.
Okay. They can't be that significant.
I mean, like that the one game, the game 7, the game against was it Brooklyn? Didn't he have a stupid good game?
Mm-hmm. And the game against Boston, the team was coming of age.
Right. So here's the point of it. The point is this: that if like I don't watch basketball the same way you guys do, or the same way Jason does. All right. But if I see a guy who like looks like he's trying really hard and makes a couple good plays that a guy who just enjoys the game recognizes, it stands out to be more significant than a guy who understands proper spacing or how to rotate or how to do this or how to do that. Because I don't watch football or I don't watch basketball like that. Like I watch and I see a guy that's got a lot of high energy, and I think most casual fans are like me; they're just dumb.
Oh, he's a very noticeable player.
Right, that's what it, that's all it is.
He was a very telegenic.
If you don't really understand the nuances of the game really well, I think like you and Terry and Jason does in particular, it just then he stands out quite a bit, and he may even be in the wrong place and do the wrong thing. but a guy doesn't do it properly on the other side of the ball, and he makes a stupid play, and it shouldn't happen that way. He was just there by chance. That stands out to a regular guy like me.
No, I get that. Yeah. That's why kids love him.
And dumb adults. Like
he's
me.
Just very, very noticeable.
Right.
And that was the next sentence. And the clapping and the finger guns
and all that. Right. But it's just my criteria are either be a transcendent star, be a part of a champion, or have some other significant connection to the city.
Well, don't forget, you would have taken him first overall, though. So
I loved him. Yeah. I love him coming out of college.
And that's what's crazy about him and his career, the ups and downs and the disappointment and then really the contributions he made. And it just, I don't know, he has a very interesting career in Chicago.
He's had his surgery, and according to the Chicago Tribune, the Bulls have called it 100% successful. Well, he has an arm, is what that means.
Yeah, it's coming out the middle of his back now.
He still has an arm.
Yeah, I think if you're really looking for like a great basketball talent, watching him is not what you want to do. I mean, to me, Maddie, I think the great basketball talents are the people who interest me, not guys like him. I don't care about that kind of crap. I really don't. I don't think it means that much unless you're winning championships with it. And I don't think anybody's ever done that in the history of the NBA. Won a championship because you're a hustle guy or you're an energy guy, quote unquote. I don't think anybody's ever done that. I mean, without surrounded by great. And he was never that. I mean, he's about what I thought he would be, and all this other stuff that's attached to it now in some kind of an odd way at the end is weird to me. It's strange. I mean, seriously? I mean, so what you're basically saying is that other NBA players don't play hard? They don't work hard at what they do? But he does. Oh, boy, he works his ass off. He works hard every night. He comes out. And nobody else does?
No, when Steph Curry is making 93 out of 100 three-pointers, he's practicing, doing all that work.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I think it just is I hate when somebody says, well, you know, he played hard every minute of the game, and that's how he got, he did this, and he always did this at hard. And, you know, you're just taking away, then you're not really paying attention, because not everybody may have to look like a big spaz to do it.
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. Well said. You have the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Ford? Take a test drive at Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Schedule your appointment by visiting webford.com. That's webford.com.
The whole town's talking about the Webb Boys, and the Webb family promises why. See your Webb family dealer today.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Wednesday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Wednesday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With two broke girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Wednesday.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
To hum.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
People in Chicago, say Chicago Bulls. I want people in Chicago to be proud of that. Like, even if there's four guys hurt, guys are hurt, no matter who's out, we're going to go out there and we're going to give 150%, win or lose. I mean, that's what the city represents. You know, there's a lot of hardship in here, a lot of adversity in the city, and I feel like when I play basketball, I want people to be, you know, proud of their team.
There he is, Joakim Noah. Also had the distinction of having the anti-gun meeting, and one of the guys that was at the meeting got shot on the way home, right?
Yes, he was shot in the face and murdered on the way home from the anti-gun meeting.
Oh boy,
the Stop the Violence meeting, which
Stop the Violence
that's meeting. Not a successful meeting.
That's I think, right? you better recall that meeting.
How'd the meeting go? Well, it was great. I think we made a lot of progress. I think it was a productive meeting.
And then you went home.
And then one of the people in the meeting got killed with a gunshot to the face. So
Joe, you having that gun meeting again next year?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Too many people died last year.
It's a good job. It's a good effort. It's a nice try.
But maybe they didn't communicate properly what kind of gun meeting it was. Maybe that guy brought it thinking you're there to shoot people.
Oh, I thought this was a shoot people in the face meeting.
No, I don't think it was the gun meeting to shoot people in the face meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was it.
I had the wrong impression of what this meeting
was. Devin Hester run PR for it.
Well, there were flyers in the cars just underneath the windshield wipers, so you look around, keep your ear to the street.
No, it was a very small meeting, thank God.
Mike and Stickney is on the score.
Hey, guys, I just want to echo on your comments about Joakim. I agree with you. I mean, he's kind of overrated in my mind. Doesn't he remind you of like a little bit better Ben Wallace? I mean, when he's out there, it's like 4-on-5. They don't even guard him. I mean, he does have that hustle, and he is marketable for the Bulls, and it's smart for the Bulls to, you know, have him around for that. But I just, you know, I don't know. I think he's overrated, like you had mentioned, and I just want to see what you thought about the Ben Wallace.
Well, we didn't really say necessarily overrated. There are some comps there, and obviously we know having watched Ben Wallace here, but it isn't just that. It's not a matter of rating. It's a matter of celebrating. It's a matter of trying to have some ode to a guy who was pretty good and fun. But this isn't one of these representative Chicago athletes.
There's nothing in his career he averaged double figures, was there?
And the whole thing about
the career?
I'm just so tired of this Chicago tough. As if there's something tougher about somebody from Chicago. There's tough people everywhere.
Chicago tough.
Please.
It's Chicago tough.
You don't look, there are tough people in Antwerp. There are tough people in Mumbai. There are tough people everywhere. There's all kinds of definitions, but when we have these facile uses of sports and toughness, just because a guy jumps up and down and claps his hands and somehow that it's representative of the city, it's just.
And I love this fact that they're 9-2 this year without him, and they say, no, don't go there with that. Don't go there with that record stuff. We know better than that. You know better. What's your record with that? What do you mean you know better than that? What other measuring stick is there? Don't come with me. Don't come close to me with that stuff now. About he's not, you know, we're 9-2 without him. You know better than that. You know what kind of guy he is. Okay, but you're still 9-2 without him.
It's also the championship standard. There are six Larry O'Brien trophies at the Advocate Center behind glass, all shined up for you to see. Six of them. At least the Bears won a Super Bowl. The Blackhawks have won three Stanley Cups. The Sox won a World Series. The Cubs did long ago. But what happened?
Long ago.
Celebrate champions. I understand. Even a bit player on a champion. You want to tell the story of an unsung player on a great team. I get it because it was a great team. He was never on a great team. Ever. Some entertaining teams. Some fun playoff series. But it's just this lowered standard of having creating some sort of hall of civic fame for a pretty good player on some pretty good teams. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah, and he had two college championships. And if you want to celebrate him at Florida, go ahead.
Well, this Rudy, I'm not surprised he's weighing in. Rudy says my head nearly exploded with different ways to mock that column. It's an all-timer. In a town that saw six titles, Joakim's spirit can never be replaced. Not ever. From today until the end of civilization. Seriously, what really annoys me is the stopping crime stuff. There are a lot of people in this city that give their time that are not constantly lauded for it.
Yeah.
And unless my newspaper's wrong, I don't think the violence has gone down. There'll be 20 murders this weekend just because it'll be above 30 degrees.
You can count on it. Yeah, I just find like everything he did was so amplified and so blown out of proportion as to what kind of player he actually was. It was just ridiculous, just silly. And then you serenade him with that as he gets his arm reattached, unfortunately backwards.
It's just got to be some measured sense of proportion here, of perspective, of the difference between a great representative Chicago athlete, an iconic Chicago athlete, and a guy who was pretty good for a while, who never won anything.
No,
I mean, really, there's a time and a place for something like that. Boris and Bernstein.
That's not the time.
When we come back, you want to hear a couple of these Johnny Bach things that...
yes, we'll hear some Johnny
everybody,
Bach stuff.
Everybody's wanting to talk about Johnny. One is a story about Johnny Bach that he told people, and one is a story about Scott Skiles that Johnny Bach liked to tell people, and it lets you know why teams have to know what they're getting when they hire Scott Skiles.
All right, we'll do it. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Log on to 670thescore.com now for a chance to win a trip to San Francisco for Super Bowl 50 weekend. See Metallica performing live the night before. Then you're off to the Super Bowl. Thanks to the Super Bowl 50 Host Committee, presented by Salesforce. We help make your customers love you. See how at salesforce.com. Log on now to 670thescore.com and enter for your chance to win. Brought to you locally by Pepsi, official soft drink of Super Bowl 50. And 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Produce sourced from Blue Apron's nationwide network of family-run farms. And the meats and fish are sustainably raised. Everything that arrives, it tells you where it came from. And there's all these glossy cards that not only have the ingredients and the recipes, but they talk about the farms. Here's where this eggplant came from. Or here's where this pork was raised. And you're thinking, well, I can't afford that. Well, come on, it's less than $10 per meal. We get excited every Friday when this blue and white refrigerated box arrives on the porch. It's shipped for free. And it's routine now. My daughter brings it in, and she and my son, they inventory everything. They put everything away, and then she sends me a text to say what we got. And you can do this too. Delicious seasonal home-cooked meals, and shipping is always free. And just for listening, you get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/Dan. Like last night, for example, I got home, what time? About 6:45, and my daughter had started cooking, and she can do this stuff all by herself. She's going to be soon to be 14 and just loves doing this stuff. And it was a spicy Korean ground pork ragu, for lack of a better term, is what it was. It was like a pork stew, and use Korean rice cakes that were simmered just to the point where they get a little bit tender. And those are thrown into the wok with sauteed baby bok choy. There's the spicy Korean red pepper paste, a little bit of soy glaze, black bean sauce, and it was... My mouth is literally watering talking about it. It's so good. And there's new recipes created each week by Blue Apron's culinary team. You can customize and organize the recipes how you want, when you want it delivered, exactly what you want to eat and what you don't. And there's a new feature. You can order wine from Blue Apron to pair with your meals. They have suggested pairings. So don't wait. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free. Go to blueapron.com/Dan. Give it a try. You create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. First two meals free, but you got to go to blueapron.com/Dan. And shipping is always free. It's Blue Apron, a better way to...
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of